Hello. Today the Church celebrates the solemnity of the Annunciation of the Lord, and our Gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great, and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today we commemorate the Annunciation of the Lord. It was a moment when Mary received the call from God to be the mother of his son. It must have been a scary time for Mary to be visited by an angel and to put her reputation, along with Joseph's, at risk of being accused of wrongdoing. Despite her fears, Mary answered God's call with all her heart, soul, mind, and body. Let us pray that Mary's selfless devotion to God's will may inspire us to follow God with all our hearts, even when it is difficult, unpopular, or puts us at odds with those around us.